Welcome to episode 82 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. And in this episode, we have beers from two different breweries, Single Cut Brewery and Building 8 Brewing Company. And we have John, Jeff, and Brian with us.
Are we still on our New England kick?
Is New York New England?
No.
Then Mid-Atlantic and New England.
No, it's New York, Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it Mid. New York is Northeast.
New York's its own thing.
Yeah, it's
Northeast.
It's the divider between the Mid-Atlantic and New England.
But what if you're like way north upstate New York?
That's Canada.
That's Canada. Yeah. All
right, the first beer we're going to drink is from Single Cut Beersmiths. Oh, they're not just brewing company or brewing. They're
I like that.
Beer Smiths.
This is Half Stack IPA. Half Stack IPA.
Burly men in hot.
No one was going there.
I did. I went there. You know why? Because it's still okay even if they move the LBGT off the website.
Because you're a lumberjack and you're okay.
A 22-ounce bottle.
Single cut.
God, you are.
Hold on a second.
Single cut. And I see
just pour it into your glass and pass it on.
Half Stack IPA.
Is it Queens, New York City?
I get a Q&S, Queens.
Yeah, Queens, New York.
Oh, this is on the island, eh?
So not a New England beer, but this does come from my recent beer experience of my own. While I was buying New England beers in New England, I was told by a very knowledgeable New England beer master that I needed to pick up the single cut.
Oh wait, what did you say when you went to the beer store? You looked around, you found the guy with like the hipster beard and the work shirt.
Well, right. So I went into
the
work shirt.
Yeah,
like John
Gus.
Oh,
so he had the work shirt with his name on it, the good hipster beard, the trucker cap, and glasses, and the thick plastic glasses. And I was like, "That's my man." That's I'm looking for some good New England beers. If you tell me to buy it, I'm buying it. And we went through an array of New England beers. And he said, you need to get the single cut. There's one here in particular. It's not this one we're tasting right now. He said, that's the one. There's other ones, but this is the one. So I got a few from that.
Oh.
So that's what we're drinking.
All right. That's exciting.
All right. So single cut. Which one is this?
This is actually called Billy. Half Stack IPA.
Billy Half Stack IPA. All right.
I missed the Billy part.
What's a Half Stack IPA?
Maybe that's Billy. Billy's a half stack.
What's a half stack?
Probably answered the question.
Do you know they're giving away free joints today in D.C.? Right. I heard on NPR.
The line was very long.
They said it wrapped around the block, but to help unite both parties, they're like, there's no red, there's no blue, there's only green.
All right, did you give this a whiff? Because it smells amazing.
It does.
So I'm getting...
Oh, you're messed up.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of lemon and lemongrass. Is that the right smell? Because
a little bit, yeah. So we missed the look. So this is a little golden, a little hazy, pretty thin head.
Oh, and like a fruit, like a melon or a passion fruit type thing
going
on this.
There you go.
Some tropical fruit. Yeah.
Damn straight. That taste smells good.
Smells great. But so no pine, no dank,
no
West
no
Coast
dank, no. This is that New England juicy kind of smell going on.
Grapefruit.
Is that what you're tasting or smelling?
That's what I got.
Ooh, but I don't taste it. I don't taste the passion
fruit.
Yeah,
it smells like a ruby red grapefruit.
I just got straight pith.
Yeah. It's pretty pithy.
I must have blown my palate. I'm getting juice. I'm not getting pith.
Okay, finishes juicy. He starts out... Really, starts out that astringent pith, just grapefruit rind only, and then closes a little juice.
Yeah, not getting a bear trap of bitterness like last week.
No, so it opens up. That's nice.
It grabs you by
the bet you this one warms up mellow.
All right, let's swirl it up and hold on and give it a hug. Give it a hand hug.
Handy!
HJ.
So Billy, so this...
So they say most of their beers are named after their favorite musician. Single Cut, by the way, does anyone know what that means?
No.
Do you know? You play music, right? You play guitar? It's a body style of guitar. Single Cut.
Oh, Oh, okay, yeah.
And Billy Squire?
I don't know. That's what I was, which Billy would it be?
Billy Corgan?
Billy Squire.
Didn't he sing Emotions in Motion? Billy Idol,
I'm thinking, maybe. Right?
No, going to go with Billy Squire.
Well, it's got a little artwork on the front. Does that give you an indicator?
Yeah, it has some wings hanging out of the
winged hop cone.
That's a more like a Billy Squire kind of buddy.
I'm going with it's got the 80s rock.
What does he sing? What are his hits?
Isn't he Stroke Man Stroke?
Is that Billy Squire?
Is it Stroke
Man? I thought that was Queen.
No, it's not Queen.
Sounds like that.
I drink this and I just want to say, oh, Billy!
Oh, Billy!
So warming this up on the nose, actually, you know, we lose some of the nice tropical passion fruit.
So this is a pretty strong 6.6%.
Tastes better warmed up.
Billy Halfstack IPA is created from our brewmaster's recipe, honed to perfection over the span of many years, an entirely original combination of
Billy Squire with a single cut special, play and slide, Les Paul form. Just saying through Billy single cut and come together.
Cut. You play a single cut guitar?
Now I'm going to put, what did you keep going on? Half stack? Is that like amps? Is that this a half stack of amps? That's a half stack of amps. That's what they're talking about, isn't it?
Like a Marshall half stack.
Putting it all together here.
Wow. Billy half stack.
It takes a little bit for the synapses to fire, but
I can connect some dots, but
they have a lot of different beers on their website. I'm trying to.
When I saw Billy Squire back in the day,
you did?
He was doing a Les Paul single cut with a P90 Marshall 4 input half stack.
Oh,
all right, that's got the 2 minute Google. You got to put in the search terms. The kids don't get it.
No.
We get it.
Yeah,
we got it.
Was that a natural language query or?
I got an extended brain.
A Boolean search.
I just did Billy Squire single cut half stack.
I think I caught him when he opened for Aerosmith at the Cap Center back in like 81.
you can see the video of John in the parking lot.
Stroke Man
Look
came
up
out in 81.
Capital Center, DC 101. What do you call it before a show? It's not tailgate. Is it tailgate for a rock concert too?
Sure.
All right, so DC 101, Capital Center, 1981 tailgating. You'll see John Dean. Have you seen that video? You know what I'm talking
Heavy
about?
Heavy metal parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit is awesome.
Yes.
It's like with a 13-year-old girl.
What are you talking about?
Oh my god!
The documentary, Heavy Metal Parking Lot.
Okay.
Filmed at the Cap Center.
But the best thing about it, because we used to go to see Caps games back in the day at the Cap Center, so seeing Liberty Bell parking and seeing the Eagle parking, like, oh yeah, that's where we put Margo. The car. And it was way like.
Does it beat the picture of Brian like in a row house, you know, punk show or with like Fugazi or something? No.
I have not seen this picture.
Doesn't that picture exist? No?
The video of you stage diving.
There's a video of stage diving when I'm 17 years old.
Yeah. Where?
And it's a Fugazi concert, but it's the opening act that I get, because Fugazi won't let you stage dive, but Soulside would.
So this is on
YouTube.
On YouTube?
And it happened before there was YouTube, but somebody put it up.
Yeah. All right. Crank the hops to the point right before taste buds bleed with a PNW, Aussie, and New Zealand blend. Super smooth malt base, pine resin, bright tangerine, and pineapple hop flavor and aromatics. At 88 IBUs, half stack is a relative term. As we like to say, if it's too hoppy, you're too old.
Whoa!
Who said that first? Is it Ted Nugent? If it's too loud, you're too old?
I think it was Billy Squire.
Billy Squire.
There you go.
It must have been Billy Squire.
Let's drink another beer.
Hold on.
All right,
this
let's crack another
nicely,
one.
This by the way.
Yeah, it did.
Very nicely.
What are we going to do? We want to do, let's do this one. Does anybody remember Laughter IPA from Single Cup?
Does anybody here remember Beer Smith
again?
Oh, sorry.
Can you pass me another glass, please?
Right? Because they're awesome.
I don't know why.
Pink Floyd?
That's all I can relate to.
I've never listened to a
There's Ted Nugent
full Pink Floyd song. Ever.
A full Pink? You had a Pink Floyd
guy? I just put on like a
You
channel.
Post about a lot of stuff that you've never done. Very inexperienced.
No, Pink Floyd is
that's been my get in a zone do work lately.
Right?
You really gave me a lot here. I don't have to drive anywhere, but
can I give him another pull on that?
Come on, these are bombers. We can spread it around.
Okay.
You put the bomb in bomber.
So what's the the name of this? What's the connection?
Well,
what was this one called again?
does anybody remember Laughter IPA?
I'll go on my crazy Google search.
We can figure that one out.
I got it.
All right, so he's on
that. No, you search for that. I'm at the beer page.
This is another fairly light and hazy, and there's particulate in this one.
They have kind of on the label.
That's thick. Yeah, that's right.
It has kind of that. What would you call that? The Yellow Submarine era Beatles look to it, maybe a little bit.
Yep.
Psychedelic.
Yeah.
Possibly Led Zeppelin.
This is another one that smells awesome.
I don't know.
Sweet, I've tropical.
Never listened to Led Zeppelin. Tastes similar to the other one.
This has dank though.
You got it on
this
the nose.
Smells laundry roomy to me.
No. Oh. Now that you said that, okay. Give me some like laundry soap.
It's a little bit dank with the kind of stuff you put in a laundry soap.
Smells like a wet t-shirt on the floor.
I'm still more on the passion fruit.
Clean the
flower,
one though.
Flower, yeah. fruit, flower, slight bleach, and dank.
Ooh. Okay.
Now it smells like cologne.
This one's
Jesus,
juicy.
My nose is completely fucked.
It's like a little hint of Axe body spray.
Yeah, exactly.
This has, all right, so.
Ooh, there's like
this
fruit.
This is juice. This
it's
is juice.
Juice, but there's also like almost like a nutty, when the bitter starts kicking in, it's like this nutty type flavor, like a truffle.
Not a chocolate truffle.
Like no, like a pig found it in the woods truffle.
Well, that's not a nut, but...
That doesn't rock creep too.
Well, but it has a nutty
flavor
to it, but it isn't quite nuts. So that goes the dank, right? Like dirt mixed
phosphorus.
With a little bit of...
Was the word you were looking for?
Phosphorus.
That's how they found Chandra Levy.
Phosphorus.
Like I was looking for truffles and then Chandra Levy.
I got it. You like rolled my passion fruit juice around in some dirt.
Yeah. Yeah, with maybe some white truffle shavings.
But so I am not so. I mean, this finish is pretty bitter, but the no dry effect for me, no pithy. So fruit, dirty fruit, juice.
Yep. Yeah, you know, it ends with that. Like if I take a breath, I'm getting the passion fruit flavor.
So this
do you get any pineapple?
Well, maybe that's what it is. Not passion, it's pineapple. Yes, you could. All right,
so more passion
pineapple.
Fruit on the nose.
I feel like
pineapple.
I get a little bit of pineapple.
Yeah. When I inhale after it's left my tongue, the remnant flavor is a sweet flavor. It could be that pineapple, that sweet part of pineapple with a little tang. So when we came to that bit on Stairway to Heaven, when he ad libs, does anyone remember laughter? He winced and asked if we could delete it. I said, no, you can't erase that. It's what people remember, part of history. So I'm guessing that is a live cut of Stairway to Heaven.
Athlete.
This is an IPA that takes a building in a manner that I don't understand how to read this. Can you try that, Brian?
With your eyes.
This is an IPA that takes a building in a manner that our 420 forefathers were very used to.
420 forefathers?
Oh, yeah. And when I say 420, I think I know what you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Herbal dank resin galore.
Oh, there you go.
Intertwined.
Now I get it.
With a liberal helping of pineapple, stone fruit, and mild spice. That's a wrong song. This is a Led Zeppelin beer.
Oh, but I'm just playing the Billy Squire.
I know what you're just
you're
doing,
like a,
but just is actually not a magic
beer,
word.
Beer behind? Yeah. All right.
You're a beer behind.
Smooth, soft malt won't put a bustle in your hedgerow, so don't be alarmed now. All right,
so
I thought
this
I could have put more Maryland accent.
This is
that.
The beer that
won't
I,
put
that
a bustle in your hedgerow.
You get the buying the couple, the few single cuts. This is the one that the
he said. This is
the
one
the
to
beer
get.
Hipster said. This is your entry point. This is the it beer. It's good. I can see the tie to, I said I'm interested in New England IPAs and say, you know, this is in the family. It's related. It's good. I don't know if it's the it beer.
I wouldn't go it beer.
Yeah, I like the pineapple, though, that I'm getting out of
it.
They
it warms up nicely. Both of these warm up nicely.
There you go.
Was that the right song there?
If I was,
did I get it?
If I was playing, I'd want to cut that. I don't think he sounds that cool.
Well, Apparently he did. You made history. All right, so where to next? Do we want to do articles?
Ooh, I'm getting full with this beer.
I was reading in New York State, they're voting to let people drink beer in all the movie theaters. Permit beer in all movie theaters.
Well, I've been... You're not supposed to do that.
No. So all I'm saying is, like, you know, you go to the theater, people are talking at the screen, they won't shut up, etc. All
right, let's crack open another beer, guys.
Single cut.
This one is called Heavy Boots of Lead.
Oh, boy.
And you know, I want to guess the style. It's an Imperial Stout.
We are a style departure.
We're in double digits in alcohol by volume, guys.
Uh-oh.
There's 11 alcohols.
11 alcohols? Sign me up.
All right, you need a fresh glass for this one.
Ooh.
Except for you. Screw you.
All right.
What's your name? Brian.
Yeah.
Heavy Boots of Lead.
Clean out some water.
What is that? Yeah, I'm going to clear my palate here.
Oh, I'm going to clear my...
Yeah.
Heavy...
Wow, that is dark.
...of Lead.
It's malty.
So
that head has not. It's not even tan. That is
good Lord, look
brown.
At that. Not too much light getting through.
It's like
this
a
one.
Chocolate mousse.
All right, cut the racial jokes, Mike.
Easy now.
It's a nice.
Where's the bottle at?
Tiny bubbled head.
Because I haven't poured it yet.
He's gonna pour a second one for himself.
This one's yours.
No, that's yours.
Woo!
Oh. Right.
I just cleaned my glass.
Oh, that's mine.
Holy.
This is yours.
No, stop.
No. All right, I just give it to you.
Just let go.
Now,
whoa.
Yes, I resemble that remark.
Smell that.
That's what she said. No.
Uh-oh, I did a heavy pour. Whoa, look at... Okay, so we even got, like, cascading head on this thing. It's not a nitro. That is...
Oh, that's, like, chocolatey delicious.
It's like chocolatey bourbon or something.
Right?
That is really...
Chocolatey
like
alcohol.
No, it's like Bailey's Irish Cream.
Maybe. There you go.
I'm drunk just smelling it.
Yes.
Even when you hold it to the light, you can't see through it.
No, you can't.
That's oil can.
What's the...
Smells good.
Smells very chocolatey.
Like maybe a little coconut, too.
Yeah.
Coconut?
Yeah.
This might be a life-changing beer.
Damn, dude. This thing smells like it'd be a fantastic drink.
I don't even want to drink it because I don't want to be let down.
Chocolate moussey. Yeah.
Right.
After dinner.
The head looks like chocolate mousse.
Yeah. That's good head.
And it's turning rocky, man. This is the beer.
Yeah, why ruin it?
Well,
drink
yeah, because I haven't drank it yet.
Drink it.
It delivers.
All right. This is a dessert
like a
in beer form.
You.
Oh, it's like hot chocolate.
Wow. Okay.
It's a dessert in beer form.
That's too sweet for me.
Wow.
Holy shit, that is dessert.
That is delicious.
Wow.
That's really good.
It's very cloying, though.
I don't get cloying.
It's
definitely a dessert, though.
No,
it's sweet.
It's sweet, but it's not cloying.
I feel like it's balanced.
It's like a milk stout with sugar added.
I get some chalkiness, a little bit of chalkiness, like a malt, chocolate malt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. I love that.
Yeah, the malt.
I love chocolate malts too.
Yeah.
This is like melted coffee ice cream.
It's almost like it's like a different drink from beer.
Can I look
it's
up
good,
the song
it's not,
while
it's
we're
not too beer-y.
Oh, it's all kind
holy
of
moly.
That's
Heavy Boots of Lead.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
There's a robot on here. Looks like American flag.
Oh, now
boots
this
of
is
lead.
Not
is Iron
like
Man?
A,
is that the reference?
Is that what it is?
Like Black Sabbath Iron Man?
Heavy Boots of Lead?
Yeah, I think so.
That sounds like a lyric.
I love that song. I just don't know any lyrics, apparently.
Well, Google will tell us.
This is not a kind of drink a bunch of them beers.
11%.
Yeah.
But one of them would be fine.
But that delivers. So you will take a whiff of a beer that smells that great, then you'll taste them and be like, it just doesn't deliver.
No, it delivers.
This is from a story. This is where Craig used to live.
In Queens?
Yeah.
And he never heard about this?
I don't know.
Our biggest beer to date, created in the great magnetic field.
It is in Iron Man lyrics.
Super complex richness of... Mega chocolate roast, vanilla, and coffee in an astonishingly smooth and ester-overtoned monster of a brew. 11.2% and 55 hops.
Monsters of rock.
That is...
That's fantastic.
I'm having a moment of regret for not buying the store out of this thing right now.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, this is...
Wow.
You could.
Hey, man, we know people in New York. They can get some of this for us.
Pop a bottle of this, like, once a month.
So you gotta get right to the heavy boots of lead.
I don't have the song memorized enough to know where it is in the song.
What do you think of this, John?
You know, I'm gonna be the outlier here. It's good.
Excellent.
It's too sweet.
It's cloying for you?
Yeah.
It is really sweet, right?
I mean, if you're looking for maybe an after-dinner cocktail.
A port?
This is a port. Yeah.
A
cordial. Like, you'd almost want to pour this into your coffee to flavor your coffee.
Or your vanilla ice cream.
Or have it instead of your coffee.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's almost like it's not a beer.
It's missing a little bit of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Instead of hot chocolate, you're having this.
Yeah.
I'll agree with Mr. Dean to a point, though. It does have a nice little bit of hint of bitter that would prevent me from putting on my ice cream, but it's almost there. It's almost a syrup.
You're both dead to me.
Yeah.
Wow. I really like this.
I like it. I'm not saying I don't like it, but it does come, especially with the way our palate's blasted, this is like the sweet part of it comes out even more.
That might be part of it, too. It's very different than an IPA, obviously. So yeah. We were getting different flavors that jump out more to us right now than if we had drank, you know, several stouts before this.
Hanged. What are you doing, Texty?
I'm letting you guys fill in with some foolishness.
All right.
You know, they're working on, have you seen those Keurig machines for coffee, like the one cup things?
As opposed to Keurig machines for not coffee?
For beer.
It's
for beer.
Funny you should say that.
You mean
the Pika?
They're working on one that makes beer.
Yeah, pop a thing in there.
Well, fuck all, man. I'm just trying to think of something to talk about.
You're a friend of the show. You should have heard that episode.
Episode 112.
No, you said
Pika. That's where you eat weird stuff.
Yeah,
Pika Brew.
Pika is eating like the mud or whatever. Yeah.
I eat my hair.
No, I mean, it's your question.
Wait, what?
I don't know about
Pika.
Crayons.
Paste.
So, Mike, to your question, the show's unlistenable, but I sure love coming over.
I agree. But the facade still maintains and gets us to hang out.
Here we are.
The only real reason for the show. It's a reason to get together. No, we have to do the show.
You're not going to do a show?
Now we're going to go on the road with it. So.
Yeah, now I'm all for that.
Right?
Louisville!
Bourbon Trail.
I've been drinking bourbon just to train for that.
I've been drinking some bourbon.
I had some Whistle Pig, which is all right. Some Bullet.
I've had Bullet.
Bullet's good.
Whistle Pig is actually not that good.
Bullet Rye.
Bullet Rye. That's the one I had.
And some other good shit.
So where do we go from here?
We're supposed to drink two more beers after this.
Two more beers?
Yeah, we're taking a, what do you call this? Now we're moving into New England.
So we're switching breweries.
There's a non sequitur.
Done with what is the name of the brewery? Single Cut. Single Cut is the brewery. Single Cut are the Beer Smiths.
Yes. Single Cut Beer Smiths.
I like that. That is pretty cool.
Woo!
Beer.
You should have shot a bourbon there.
He's feeling it. I mean,
so we're going up to New England. We're going up, 87 maybe? Breaking east across the Ticonderoga into Vermont.
Past New Haven, towards Boston.
Oh, right, because Queens is right there on 95. That's why you're in transportation, man.
People said
Building 8 Brewing. This is the IPA. Very simple.
So where is this from, sir? Building 8.
I will
is
let
that
you
like
know.
Warehouse 13 or
Area 51.
Area 50. That's where I was going then.
Boom. Great minds. Great minds.
Well, we're calling this Building 8, but it's actually Bulldog 8.
So it could be Bulldog.
It's BLDG.
Bulldog 8.
Yeah. Could it be Bulldog 8?
Not finding a web page, but I find a Facebook page.
So the Building 8
Northampton, Mass.
Yeah, pick this up on the New England beer trip, and this was another one that beer hipster at Julio's told me I need to get the I need to get the double IPA from these folks. That's not what we just poured. And I picked up the only two beers I could get from Building 8. And this was the first one. And I think they just call it the IPA.
The IPA, yeah.
The IPA.
Tiny bit cloudy? Tiny?
So still pretty golden colored.
I got a
very
pretty...
slight hit of amber.
I got the first pour, so I got a big rocky head.
I got a sparse head.
You guys I got a thin head here.
I think I got all of it. I got all the head.
Not too much head.
We talk about how clear it is
on the nose.
My marriage, but
it's a good grapefruity citrus. Yeah,
a little bit of
slight pine.
Lemon or pine cleanser.
Or maybe it's grass.
I'll go grass. Fresh
yeah,
grass.
Grass.
And pucker.
Really? You got a big pucker?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You're not getting that?
I'm not getting much pucker.
No.
No?
Oh. Well,
a little bit.
After that sweet, this is totally like... You don't even like bitters. You're not getting it?
I mean, it's good.
No.
Yeah, I like bitter.
I'm sorry, hearing enthusiasm.
That's why I got married, because I like bitter.
Same here. I'm not calling this a New England IPA. I'm calling this on the nose, a nice. So is this the minor tier, the subclassification of New England IPAs that non juicy but non. Why?
That's what I was like. Okay. It kept distracting me. I was
right.
What? Is that an old guy with a six pack?
I'm feeling this is like the subcategory, subclass of New England beers. That we've had a few now that are missing the significant pininess and the significant dirty, dank feature of West Coast IPA. West Coast IPA, we do get pithy, we get citrus, sometimes
right.
tropical, sometimes not. But always heavy pine, heavy dirt,
yeah.
heavy dankness, basement. This on the nose is the citrusy,
fruity.
Maybe cleanser, fruity, not
yeah.
flowery, whatever. Body-wise, in the mouth, it kind of stays that pithy. This one I felt was highly astringent.
I agree.
Doesn't go juicy at any point, really. Maybe on the tip of the tongue first as it gets in there.
No,
but also but doesn't go dank, doesn't go dirty, doesn't go that way. So this is the like, well, New England IPA, we're going to give you that grapefruity experience, but it's not going to be juicy. This is that other tier.
So it's the I'm the bitter versus the juice.
Yeah.
So the pith and
but
the
we're
going
to keep the dirt out of the recipe.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that dirt.
It's like the peel.
I found some info about these guys. Northampton, Massachusetts. I believe that Northampton's pronounced Worcester in Massachusetts.
Exactly.
Building 8 Brewery. They make, or they made, when this article was published in Draft Magazine, they only made one beer called the IPA. So they were kind of in the same
we're drinking it.
Deal as the Alchemist, where they only made Heady Topper at one point in time.
Yeah.
So they just made one beer brewery. And it was this beer that we're drinking right now. Apparently they've branched out since 2015, fall, where this article was made. But, yeah, pretty interesting. One batch of IPA each week, and that's it.
So this is, I'm recalling Beer Hipster at Julio's, which is sidebar. If you went to...
Was his name Donnie?
It was not Donnie. It wasn't Donnie.
Because he'd be Donald.
Shut up, Donnie.
If he was a hipster.
Sidebar on that. If you approach a place of business spelled J-U-L-I-O-S, J-U-L-I-O-S, pronounce that?
Julius.
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 Dick. I was calling it Julio's. I was wrong. I don't know where you say
unless.
Julio's, but you say it in Westboro, Massachusetts.
No,
unless.
You say it in Wista.
Unless they're wrong about their own name.
Maybe. Maybe. I was wondering if that was Portuguese pronunciation or something. I don't know.
Sometimes he would just.
Maybe the guy that owns the place calls it that, or the other guy that
I was going to say, like,
everybody that. Everyone,
do you say Orange Julius?
I know
you say Orange Julius.
So I was like, oh, I went to Julio's. I got a bunch of beer. And they were like, I know. I'm sorry. I went to Julio's. I got good, straight beer. And they were like, where?
Sometimes people just screw it up because they're an idiot. Like, it's not like hair, you know, lineager.
Fair enough. Anyway, so the point was, when I went to Julio's, the beer hipster had said the double IPA is the one to get, and that's what we're going to try next. But this was also the one that he said, oh, that's, you know, it's the guy who was the former brewer at, and then he went to whatever and didn't have the artistic freedom, so he moved on to, and he made his own BLDGA, Building 8. So apparently the guy...
His artistic freedom let him... brew just one beer.
IPA. Yeah. Right. So apparently the gentleman who brews this beer is well known in the New England or maybe Massachusetts beer scene.
Got it.
Now, I didn't recognize
So he guy. Says he wanted, we really wanted to get something that was tropical and citrusy up front with a piney dank baseline to it and a clean finish. We're all hop heads, so we really wanted a fresh West Coast style dry hopped IPA.
Well, he blew it on the dank.
There's no dank, but does he get the bitter?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe we're not tasting the dank because we've just damaged our palate beyond belief.
Well, all right. Well, this is the double beer right here. We're just cracked it.
Yeah, but the double will be less on that. That has the
40th beer we've drank tonight. So, I mean,
in 2 weeks.
There's a pistachio beer.
I just tried to get some pistachios out of that Girl Scout thing, and only got shells, and that's like a major downer. It's like, oh, I'm trying to get some pistachios.
Are all the pistachios gone?
It's just shells.
There's some in there, probably.
I did not know the Girl Scouts sold nuts.
Nice little candy and
nuts. There's a joke in there.
No, I'm staying away from it because that's terrible because they're Girl Scouts. Oh, that's clean.
Is this the next one?
This is the it beer for the.
All right, this is Building 8 Brewing's The Double IPA.
There's your New England. It just is what it is. This is the double.
The double.
We're not, this is no fancy.
Head topper is a double.
This is just the double.
The double. Oh, I see. As far as, you know, we're not being
pretentious. There was the IPA.
Yeah, no.
Excellent hop artwork all over the
camp. This is the double. The IPA and the double.
So the Bill Belichick, did you do something different? No. This is the double. So
smells nice.
So visually, this guy's a little bit hazy, still pretty golden colored. I get a nice fluffy, rocky head.
On yeah,
so
me too.
And
I got a later pour, and I got a nice head.
Yeah.
Definitely.
On the nose, I want to hear your feedback before I say it, because I'm going to ruin it.
I get citrus and piney stuff.
I get citrus... Bile.
Bile?
No.
We had
really?
Who?
We had a little farmstead citrus, beer that was bile.
I got citrus.
The Brettanomyces
beer. I got sour citrus.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
no.
The taste is a little sour.
I disagree. You getting sour?
On the nose.
I don't smell any sour. I get flour and
sour citrus. Flour?
Yeah. I'm
getting Glade. I'm getting soap. Aromatic soap.
I'm assuming it's going to taste better.
So you get bile. Really?
Nice head, little cloudy.
So when you say bile, you're talking about like the...
I ate a lemon or drank some lemonade and then I threw it up into a cup.
Really? I don't smell that.
Yeah.
I'm not getting the vomit overtones.
I don't get the bile, but I get...
Okay. Well, I mean, I could only go up from the nose, right? I mean,
well, there's definitely no evidence of bile in the taste. There it is. No, I'm just kidding.
Check the bile notes.
That was just me throwing up in my mouth a little.
Yeah.
You guys ever do that? Wake up in the middle of the night because you just threw up a little at night? No? That's just the drinking.
Not so much lately.
For me.
Yeah.
The bleeding also.
That's why you have tops.
All right.
Yeah.
So this...
Pepsid, actually, is my brand.
This is not an astringent effect. Stays pretty juicy.
That's lovely.
But pretty single note. Kind of single note.
You don't get a rose hip
Sort of one-hit Johnny.
Kind of. You don't get a rose hip, like a rose. In addition to the fruit, I'm getting like the take that breath in there.
No, I'm staying like I just drank some grapefruit juice.
Mm-mm.
Started, finished grapefruit juice.
Yeah.
A lingering after, like a lingering astringency.
I mean, you might have slipped like one little pine frond in with my grapefruit juice.
I get a flower, man. You don't get the floral. I'm getting a little bit of floral notes in the taste, not just the bouquet, but the taste.
Let's warm it up a little bit.
If you could guess another beer that they would create. So they've got the IPA.
Yeah.
They've got the double IPA.
Ooh.
What else? What would be the next? What would be the next?
Triple IPA?
Belgian IPA.
Try going the other direction.
The Session IPA.
The Session. That's another one.
Is it just the New England Yankee practical spirit right there?
Candle IPA.
Yeah. Waiting 30 seconds, lingering is still like...
Very astringent. Now I'm getting dank. Back
of the throat. Not drying. The back of the throat. Yeah, tingly back of the throat, yeah.
It's getting dark.
I'm not going with the, Johnny Hipster at Julio's said this is the one.
Yeah, smack him in the back of the head. He was wrong.
Yeah.
Twice. But he also missed out on the... Freaking stout.
Yeah, I understand. Sometimes these hipsters are a little pretentious.
Yeah. The stout was an add-on.
That was the good one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, well, the end.
That's where you're leaning right now.
Right. Now, I'm happy with this one. This is my favorite one.
This is great. So I warmed it up, gave it a swirl. I'm still feeling grapefruit straight through.
You said disappointed.
Well, okay.
But I drove 400 miles, 950 round trip for this.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
It's good.
It's not
okay, I'm
Heady Topper. It's not Treehouse.
Yeah, there I'm going. Right. This is not a disappointing beer. I'd be super happy to have this poured. The expectation was set.
It was of that category.
You get this one. Yeah. You're picking this out. You're coming here to. You came in here to buy three breweries, and here's the hit beer.
He just gave this shit that he couldn't move.
So what happened?
Was he ever coming back to Julio's?
On the beer websites, like they say it's very highly rated. Highly praised beer, but
the Blair Witch Project of beers, right? It's good, but then people talked it up so much.
Yeah.
You're like, well, it's not that good.
Well, this didn't just come with, this is the one to get. This came with the, this is the brewmaster
the hype.
Who is doing his thing.
Yeah.
Burkittsville.
All right, guys.
So be it.
Tonight we had Billy Halfstack IPA. Then we had, does anybody remember?
He's already, right?
Laughter IPA. Then we had Heavy Boots of Lead Imperial Stout. Then we had the IPA and the Double. It was pretty easy to remember those.
From Building 8.
Those were from Single Cut and Building 8 Brewing. Jeff, you go first.
It feels so wrong to not even be looking at these New England beers, my stomping ground, my home stomping ground.
Speaking of hipsters, like Queens, really?
Yeah, Queens.
it's not Brooklyn, I guess. But.
No, but Queens is the new Brooklyn, right?
Queens is the new Brooklyn.
Is it? Okay.
Brooklyn is the Manhattan now. It's expensive, bunch of Brooklyn hipsters.
Brooklyn's
played
out.
Yeah.
So that'll be my beer story for the next time we have a get-together.
Hey.
I gotta edit that out when he's talking.
Yeah, but you're not a Trump guy. All
right. So let's cut it right here and restart. Jeff, what'd you think?
All right. So I tipped my hat early on that this Imperial Stout, the Heavy Boots of Lead, was like a really just experience for me. I mean, so like hands down, that's my pick. But to go back.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, both of the IPAs, the Half Stack IPA and the Does anyone remember?
Laughter.
Yeah, that IPA. Those are both, perfectly good, serviceable IPAs. But great memorable? Would I go back from, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't order them off a menu, but I'd be like, oh, that was okay. If there's a bunch of swill on the menu, that's a good hit. The Building 8 is good. I was hindered by the buildup.
We're going to that place in Pennsylvania. They have 100 beers on tap. All of these beers are on tap. But you only can pick one. Which one are you picking?
All right. If we're doing that, I'm probably going with the Heavy Boots of Lead. Is that it? No. Does anyone remember? Shit. No. The IPA. That IPA.
That's the one you're going for?
Yeah. But ask me the question, like, you have an opportunity to buy a case. You know?
I'm gonna put it in your basement and drink it over the next decade.
One of these a month.
Yeah, which one of these is the investment beer?
Yeah.
Oh, Heavy Boots Light Imperial Stout. Yeah. Wow. I've had so many Imperial Stouts like on the nose. I'm like, whoa, bourbon. Either it's not going to live up to it, or it's going to be so over the top, I don't want to drink more than a sip of it. And Heavy Boots Lead just delivered on the nose and the taste. I want to drink a ton of that. Yeah. And I shouldn't, right?
Right.
But that's that.
I loved Heavy Boots of Lead. That would be my pick as well. Jeff already eloquently captured the reasons for it. Mike, what will be yours?
I like the double.
The double.
Yeah, I thought it was I got more off of that. I don't know where my palate is tonight, and I would definitely want to try this one again fresh, like untainted.
Sure.
But I felt there was more to it than just grapefruit. I thought it was a pretty good beer, but the double had that nice mellow side. It wasn't as...
I'm still drinking my double, and I'm getting...
You get rose hips, man?
Grapefruit.
No rose hips? So maybe, but like a really sweet, like ruby red grapefruit. Like that, I'm getting like that sweetness of it was like...
Okay.
But that was more floral in the finish for me. But anyway, that's... I was good for the double.
John.
But then second would be the other one, but it's too freaking sweet for me, man.
John, what are you going to go on?
I'm only eating the double there. It's good. Yeah.
You're a double guy, too?
I think so.
Double down? Brian.
Well, so I probably enjoyed the Heavy Boots of Lead the most. I don't know if it didn't feel like traditional beer experience, but it was very good, like for dessert, et cetera.
Yeah.
But definitely enjoyed it. So I'll go with that as my
pick.
Get
more port, too.
I get more vanilla smell. We have a Heavy Boots of Lead glass that's been sitting around. And,
also, just fantastic.
I get vanilla. It smells awesome.
Vanilla. Yeah.
It tastes awesome.
Getting vanilla on that. I was getting more. It's getting more that like what the barley wine kind of smell to it as an undertone.
The alcohol. I mean,
like it's a little boozy. Like
it is burning the hairs in my nose a little bit. The fusels.
I would argue that if you age this, I would like to go get a bottle of this and put it in the closet and not think about it and then take it out.
Whoa! It still tastes really good.
I want to get a sip of it before it goes. Yeah, I know you guys picked it.
My wife doesn't like beer, but she might like that.
Yeah.
She likes chocolate.
She likes chocolate. Yeah.
You
want it. What did you pick, Brian? I apologize.
That's amazing.
I picked the Heavy Boots of Lead. You want
that one?
You want to get a case of that, just drink it in the basement in the dark. If you come down, you don't want to be bothered.
Don't bother me.
Leave Daddy alone. He's drinking his beer.
He's drinking the Heavy Boots again.
What do you got, Chris? Is that what you went with?
That's what I went with as well, Heavy Boots.
John,
you
went with the double?
Two doubles and three Heavy Boots.
The rest of the beers didn't even stack up.
None of them were clunkers. Hard luck losers, but maybe it's because
we didn't have a shit beer. But they're all good. Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 82. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes, or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
Email cnbcpodcast@gmail.com, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast, Twitter @cnbcpodcast, youtube.com/cnbcpodcast.
CNBC Podcast.
Just put CNBC Podcast in whatever social media thing, and we're probably going to be there.
So, I want someone to look at me the way I look at the earth.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks, Obama.
Good. Thanks, Obama.
Drink it, beer.
Seriously, thanks.
No, seriously, really.
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for listening to episode...
Nope.
And that's the end. Sorry, I have to go back to the beginning. I think after 80-some episodes, I'd know it by heart. But I'm dumb. My brain's been reduced by alcohol consumption.
Did you do one episode, or how many did you do so far?
Just one.
Like 80. And I won't make the same mistake. Feeling almost time that way. Shit, at the new 9:30 club, I was watching Shane McGowan ordering Guinness pissing while I was ordering it in a trash can. My wife brings it up all the time in front of my children that I did that. And I was like, well, you know, sometimes you gotta go.
It's like dwarf porn, something different. You know?
No one was going there.
What?